online at kitchenradio.com.au. This is The Kitchen.
And we're hearing it spanned about a fair bit, but I feel like this guy is a hero. The G20 summit was on there, I believe, last week it was. And there were protests all over the place, normally, as is the case with, you know, these sort of big, high-level governmental meetings. But there's one thing that remains constant throughout. When you order pizza to be delivered, it will get delivered, no matter what happens, right?
It's just got to be there.
It has to be delivered. So there
it's
is footage.
30 minutes or it's free type scenario.
Exactly. Must be the case anyway, because there's video here of a gentleman who is making his way through hordes of people, water cannons, massive water police trucks, and then at the very end, there's like a police line. They were actually pushing some people out of the way.
It was like a protest or something.
It was. Did you hear the first part of what I said? I didn't mention protest.
Well, I'm just confirming, you know. For those who just tuned in halfway through this,
yeah, but
what's this guy walking through? Pizza guy walking through a protest.
Walking through protest, and look, I'm watching the video. He actually meets up with like a line of cops with full riot gear on, trying to plead his case that, you know, he has to get through and deliver the pizza. There's even a girl walking from the other direction who gets shoved away by another police officer.
Mm.
And this guy is just determined to get through. It's an iconic image of our time when we order pizza and it's stopped by riot police. We actually don't know if he got through in the end.
Really?
Yeah. It's an unfinished story, unfortunately. But I feel like your theory about the 30 minutes or it's free.
Yeah.
Must have been under a lot of pressure from his employer that night.
Unbelievable.
Immense.
You imagine the pressure these pizza delivery guys go through. What if you're in a traffic jam?
Yeah.
Who pays for the pizza? Is it the boss or do you have to pay for it as the delivery driver? That's why I'm not a delivery driver for pizza, because I wouldn't be able to afford the amount of pizza I'd have to pay for, because the amount of pizza I'd be eating delivering the pizza.
You copied me, actually, because I was about to say I'd be useless as that, because that's eating the pizza.
Were you driving around for a supermarket at one point?
I did.
And how did that go?
No fun.
No fun.
Absolutely.
Did you eat all the stuff that you were delivering?
I couldn't. It was in a truck. I couldn't. Having a pizza delivery thing, it'd be in the back seat of your car. It's a small car instead of a truck.
Even in the truck, you could just pull over and just, you know, smack down everything that's in there.
It was pretty involved.
I can just see it. Matt sitting on the side of the road eating a toilet roll.
That's why. I'm not that broke.
Kitchenradio.com.au.